It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
All right, what's up, guys? It is now officially season two of the worst podcast ever. I can't believe we actually got here being the worst podcast ever, but here we are. So we got some incredible guests for you guys today. We have the famous Dr. Toby Tornado in the house.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, our pleasure, Doctor. And we also got renowned natural historian, Dean Perclasey. Dean, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Do you have anything to say?
You too.
Okay. Great work. Anyway, guys, we got some insane topics today. Absolutely mind-blowing topics. We got scientists in Antarctica have discovered a content farm, but the only content is milk.
It's, you know, it's an interesting topic, and, you know, I'm looking forward to diving into this with you here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what they would do with content that's only milk. I mean, are they trying to encourage milk drinking, or is it like they need milk and they want to imagine they have it or something like that? It's kind of sick in the head.
It's a bit of a complicated question. You know, if you ask yourself, you know, what was the start of big milk? You know, you can kind of, you know, you think it, you know, it goes all the way back to like 1997 when big milk,
the year
milk
of,
got milk, right?
The year of milk.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and big milk has been basically running a monogamous. And big milk is basically just destroying this country. Am I right?
Well, you know, in these TikTok content farms.
Yep.
And you know, it's a question of what is the next move here? Why did they move to Antarctica?
See that what they're trying to grow milk, and they've actually proven this in court documents. They're trying to actually artificially grow milk, but they forgot one little problem.
What's that?
See, when you grow milk in a lab, milk is a protein. And when the protein reacts with certain enzymes, you might actually know a little bit about this, Dr. Tornado. It can actually turn into sentient creatures. And on January 5th, 2021, you can read this in newswire.com/milk symbiote incident Antarctica 2020. That's the hyperlink. It states that the milk actually turned into a milk-like symbiote substance. Doctor, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I've studied this kind of phenomenon for a number of years, and I think it's just it's remarkable that the symbiote, you know, they're getting stronger, you know,
and every day. Yep.
Every day they're getting stronger, and you just don't know what kind of content. Because remember, it's a TikTok farm. Like, what kind of content they're like creating with the symbiote?
I mean, you've worked in molecular chemistry, correct? That's the extent of your background.
Yes.
And how does this apply to milk?
Well, it's a great question.
Can you answer this question?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Where did you get your PhD, doctor?
That's also a great question. And, you know, I'd love to answer that. I love to answer that.
Show me your papers.
Well, you know, you see.
Anyway, Toby Tornado, you are one of the most world-renowned scientists in the molecular chemistry field, why do you think they're creating so much content around milk? And do you think that they will catch the milk symbiote that is currently on the loose?
You think about all of the aspects of our lives that milk touches, and it makes sense, right? It all makes sense. And what we need to do, what was your question?
Do you think that the content farms are going to be, well, do you think, what are the content farms, what are they trying to do with this milk content?
Well, like, what
you and need, and do you think they'll catch the milk symbiote?
Yeah.
That was kind of the more important, question.
Well, you don't need to worry about the content farms, because the most important thing is the profitability of them. And
can you explain it?
Shut the fuck up.
Can you explain it on a molecular level?
Please? Well, yeah, I can.
Please. Who hired this guy? Who brought this guest in here? Was it?
I've been here for.
Dean, do you know this guy?
Never in my life, no.
Okay. Dean has never met this guy. Should have Googled him before the interview. Anyway, I mean, Dr. Tornado, what do you think? How is the milk transform? Like, how can a milk molecule, a symbol MLK, how can it tell me how, please.
You know, it starts with transcription.
Okay.
And you know how, like, when you have a, you know, it's kind of like, you know, almost like a snow globe.
Mm-hmm.
And you ever have a snow globe, right? And you shake it up and you're wondering where did all of the snow come from?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? And that's the question I think we should be asking ourselves.
Now, we've heard reports that the milk has actually been traced into these snow globes.
Right. And that just opens up a whole nother can of worms here, you know, and it's
literally, because the worms are they're in everyone's houses right now.
Yeah, just like I'm in your house right now. They're everywhere, you know.
That's right. Whoever is listening to this podcast right now, Dr. Toby Tornado is currently in your house. Check the basement. Check it right now.
Well, you let me in. I've been here for weeks.
Fuck me. I'm just trying to help you guys out. Anyway, I don't think we're gonna get anywhere on this topic here. Let's move on to topic number two. I want to bring in our special guest, world-renowned natural historian Dean Perclacy. Dean.
Yes. Hello.
How's it going?
I don't know. This is terrible. I hate this.
So, topic number two. Oh, real quick. Quick shout out to Tabasco for sponsoring today's podcast. Huge supporter of the podcast. Anyway, topic number two. Night at the museum, but it's widespread. It's all across North America. Dean, what do you think is going on here?
Okay, so it's just like that Ben Stiller movie, except it's not only dinosaurs and cavemen. The real problem here is the ventriloquism museum. The sex mm-hmm. toy museums are causing a lot of attention.
Oh.
And I don't know, it's just all over, you know? Every town has a museum.
I would assume there are many museums, thousands. I think there are over 10,000 museums across the United States. Is that correct?
That sounds right. At least that amount.
Yeah. So we're talking just like hordes of ancient warriors coming back from the undead. How quickly will this happen?
It's already happening. That's the thing. It happens every night.
Every night?
Yeah, 12 a.m., hit up your local museum, shit's going down.
So they're coming to life. Are they violent? Like, why are they doing this? And is it, like, lasting longer and longer each time? Like, are they starting to creep into the day and, like, kind of, like, morphing into the daylight now? Or are they strictly I Am Legend terms?
It's still at daybreak, I would say. But we are concerned about that developing in the future.
Yeah, yeah, I would be too. Once they gain the power of daywalking, the museums could literally take over the world, right?
Yes. And they have in the past.
This is true. We've heard of this in the 1578 Museum Revolt of France. That everything came to life. Millions were massacred.
France! I was talking about like wars and dinosaurs and how they previously ruled the earth and conquered other nations.
Oh, true. Anyway, topic number three, guys. I just want to get this episode done with as fast as possible. Topic number three, we got the Nightman, okay? This is a silly topic. Guys, I need both guests to weigh in here. Where is the Nightman right now, currently, in the United States?
Well, you know, it's not where the Dayman is. They would never, you'd never see the Nightman and the Dayman in the same spot, so that narrows it down to...
People are just getting plane tickets to circumnavigate the globe with the sun, so they don't have to interact the Nightman, you know? It's that bad. They're spending thousands of dollars every day.
And when you really think about it, think of how much CO2 that is running, like, getting away from the Nightman.
Okay, so everyone's trying to escape the Nightman. And this is actually the leading factor of global warming. Is that correct?
Say my name.
Is that correct, Dr. Toby Tornado?
Say my name.
Yeah. I'll put a wind sound effect in. So people, the leading cause of global warming is people fleeing the Nightman. So, like, what happens, like, to the people that are captured by the Nightman?
The Nightman is a metaphor.
I can't do this.
Okay. Anyway, just to wrap up the episode with the guest Gmail submission.
Let's check the Gmail.
Email from Gwentifer.
Yeah!
Gwentifer writes in, "Hey, please open the door. I'm here with the eggs." Okay. So this email was just sent in error. So it was just sent to the wrong email. I don't know why this is in the inbox, but if you guys want to write in, just write to DannyMF2Times@gmail.com.
Shout out Tabasco for sponsoring this
episode.
Shout
out to Tabasco for sponsoring this episode. Thank you, Dr. Toby Tornado. And Dean Barclaysey.
Yes.
Natural historian.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on this podcast. We hope you guys hated it.
Who is Corncob Dan, by the way?
Corncob Dan couldn't make it. Okay? And Corncob Dan needs to cool his fucking jets. Because he charges way too much money for construction.
Or maybe he should cool his cob.
Yeah, he should cool his cob.
Cool his cob. Mm.